Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be continuing to share with you on the subject of the way of the redeemed. Isaiah 35, verse 8 and 9, there's a highway, and this way is called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It's for the redeemed. The redeemed shall walk therein. God has redeemed us, and now we are to walk in the way of holiness. And this is the way of the redeemed that He set before you. Jesus said that He's the way, the truth, and the life. And if we're going to walk in that way, we're going to consecrate, we're going to dedicate ourselves unto the Lord. We're going to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we're not going to be conformed to the ways of this world, but we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now, it's important for you to get in the Word of God if you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed. You're going to study the Word. The Bible says that we should study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we need to give earnest heed to the word, to the things that we've learned, and not let them slip. God wants us to carry out His word, be a hearer and a doer of His word. It's, of course, important that if you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, you're going to submit yourself to God. You're going to yield yourself. You're going to be teachable. You're going to be changeable. You're going to be adaptable to the ways of the Lord. And this necessitates that you humble yourself. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, and He will do that in your life. And of course, we must cast all of our care upon Him, because He cares for us. The way of the redeemed is not carrying cares, worries, and anxiety, and being troubled about things, but casting the cares upon the Lord. Now also, the way of the redeemed is we've got to watch what we hear. The Bible says that we should take heed what we're hearing, take heed how we hear, and we are to keep our heart or guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It is so important that you guard your heart and not let anything that is contrary to God's word come into it. Of course, if we're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, we're going to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. That's that crucifying of the flesh daily, and follow me. We're going to follow the Lord. Praise God. When you follow the Lord, that's the way of the redeemed, and that's the way that's going to lead to victory. You've got to make the decision to be totally committed to the ways of the Lord. You know, the Bible says that in 2 Corinthians 5:15 that He died for all, that they which live, that's us, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Quit living to yourself. That's not the way of the redeemed. You live unto Him. When you live unto Him, you are going to have the life of God. You're going to have His ways be established in you, and you're going to be blessed. God's going to be leading you in the way. He's going to prosper you. He's going to bless all the work of your hands. Quit living to yourself. Deny yourself and turn away from following after those ways. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 says this, "You put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." It is very important that you put off everything of the old man, all the former conversation. The word conversation in the Greek means behavior, not just your speech. Overall behavior, the former behavior of the old man. We do not walk according to the ways of the flesh. We are walking now in the Spirit. And we must be renewed in the spirit of our mind through the Word of God written in our mind. And we put on the new man. And this new man is going to come forth as the Word of God is written in our heart and our mind. And of course, when we walk and yield our members unto righteousness, it's going to produce holiness in our life. Now in Ephesians 4, verse 31, another thing that's important for the way of the redeemed, just remember it says nothing unclean is going to pass over it. So you've got to deal with every negative thing that would come into you. Ephesians 4, 31 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." God says, let go of all the bitterness, let go and put away all this wrath, all this anger. There's no justification for you carrying anger. You need to learn to forgive every person who's wronged you or hurt you. No evil speaking. Put all that stuff away. That's from the devil. And he goes on and he says, be ye kind one to another, be tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. The Lord has forgiven us of our sins. We can't hold anything against anybody else. You know, the person without sin could cast the stones, but we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, we can't be casting stones of judgment and criticism and negativism against others. Let all that bitterness, wrath, anger, unforgiveness go. That's the way of the redeemed. That's the only, you can't walk in the way of the redeemed if you're going to have those things in your heart. And you're to put off these things. Colossians 3:8 says, put off these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Put off the old man and all of his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And what are we supposed to put on? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, put on those bowels of mercies, the kindness of God, the humbleness of mind, that meekness, and the long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have any quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Forgive them. And above all these things, put on charity, which is love, which is the bond of perfectness. God wants you to put on love. Walk in the ways of love at all times. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 says, you were sometimes darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We're to walk in the Word of God. That's the way of light. And the fruit of the Spirit is manifest when we walk in the light in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And when we do His Word and walk in the light, we're going to prove what's acceptable unto the Lord. You see, the ways of darkness are not acceptable unto the Lord. The ways of strife and unforgiveness and negativism and all these negative things of bitterness and anger, those are not of the Lord. That's not acceptable. You are going to be out of fellowship with God if you allow that in your life. It says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Stay away from all unfruitful works of darkness. But rather, reprove them. That means to expose them. God wants you to stand up, not compromise. Stand up for righteousness and expose the works of darkness boldly, with meekness, in love, but boldly standing up and exposing them for what they are. Another thing that's important, if we're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, we cannot allow ourselves to be yoked together with unbelievers or unrighteousness or the ways of darkness. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It's amazing to me how many believers get yoked together with unbelievers in different ways, whether it's in marriage or whether it's in friendships or whether it's in business or just in doing things in life. You need to stay away from unbelievers. They will have a negative effect upon you. You witness to unbelievers, but you do not fellowship or get yoked together with them. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? None. What communion has light with darkness? None. You are light, and you are in the walk in those people that are the children of light. Stay away from those that are of darkness, except to witness to them and to minister to them, that bring them to the place of receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. What concord is Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? None is the answer. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God. As God said, I'll dwell in thee and walk in thee, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. God says, come out from among everything that's unclean. Be separate. Don't touch those unclean things. God will receive you. And he says, I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise God. And then in verse 1 of chapter 7 in 2 Corinthians, it says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. If you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, you are going to cleanse yourself. It's your responsibility. God's given you the promises of God. He's given you the power and authority over the devil. And you can crucify that flesh and be cleansed from all the filthiness of the flesh. And he's given you power over the spirits to cast out the demons. That's what happens when you cleanse yourself from the filthiness of the spirit. You cast out the unclean, filthy spirits, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 2 talks about the vessels of honor. And you're to be doing what God's Word says, so you make yourself a vessel of honor by doing the Word. It says in verse 19, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. See, the way of the redeemed is, we're not going to walk in the ways of iniquity, of wickedness. We're going to depart from iniquity. He goes on in verse 20, he says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Well, what makes you whether you're going to be one of honor or dishonor? Verse 21 answers the question. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, purge yourself from what? From all the iniquity. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. You see, the process of sanctification occurs as you are getting yourself set free from sin and iniquity, and you're putting all those things underfoot. It says you'll be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. That's what God wants for you. James 1:19 says that we need to watch the things we hear. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, watch what you're saying, slow to wrath. Don't be one who just carries off and reacts with your mouth, speaking all kinds of things. He goes on and says that if a man doesn't bridle his tongue, but he deceives his own heart, which is what you do when you speak negatives, this man's religion's in vain. Don't speak evil one of another. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. In fact, he goes on and says, looking diligently, you can fail the grace of God. Don't let that root of bitterness come in you. If that root of bitterness is in you, it will trouble you, and also many will be defiled. You see, that's not the way of the redeemed. God says to put those things away. And he says, put away all that strife. Don't do things with murmurings or disputings. Put away all those things, because judgment has come to the house of the Lord. And God has called us to walk in love. Certainly the way of the redeemed is a way of love. We have been given a new commandment to love one another. As I've loved you, you are also to love one another. He says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. You know, the true disciples, they're shown by their walk of love. You need to love every person, see them as valuable and precious and important. And if you won't walk in love, then you are going to not be walking in the way of the redeemed. Make the decision to walk in these principles and walk in the way of the redeemed, and watch God's blessings come upon you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.